final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission: to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Crap!
Operator, give me the number for 911.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. My woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive. And a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch cat. Fish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women old boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. We can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land.
skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
thinking is going on in here? What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.
It's Ocean's Is here. Hope y'all doing well out there. You're listening to the Mad Science Show going out over multiple different networks. First link I want to pop up in there in the chat room just for giggles. I'm going to throw it over in the Mad Science chat on Skype as well. And I'll throw it in over on ShazizRadio.com in the super chat room. So if you go to www.shazizradio.com/superchat.html, you can click on that link there. It's a nifty little video about the whole global warming issue out there. Kind of cracks me up. South Pole ice packs levels grow rapidly to record levels. Yeah, I sure would like to have some of that our global warming, man. But I'm not making the show about that today, you know. Everybody knows where I stand on global warming. It's the biggest hock of hooey in the history of hocks of hooey. And it drives me freaking insane. You know, they've been talking about it forever and a day, and they want to charge everybody taxes for everything under the sun. But anyway, it's just, all you got to do is sit back and watch, and you'll see, and things will come out just like I said they would. There's a couple videos I want to touch on as well, and the first one I want to go into, Dr. Stephen Greer, the man who knows more than Einstein and Tesla. Maybe Einstein, but he ain't got nothing on Tesla. But I'm going to play a bit of his video there. I might play the whole entire thing. I'm going to do it probably live mic so I can commentate and that kind of jazz. But I'm going to copy and paste a few links here, and I'll throw those over there in the chat room as well. And the next video that I want to talk about will be to all scientists on this planet. This is a video that has Thomas Bearden in there. And there's a purpose reason why I want to play all this stuff right here. I'm probably not going to play the whole video of the other one because it's quite lengthy, but either way, I'll play the portion that's necessary. Alright, so this very first one right here that I'm going to throw up in here, and I do say kind of throw up, because this guy, you know, all you got to do is listen to what he says. And you can understand why it is I call this mad science. I mean, it's frustrating. It really seriously is frustrating to have to contend with all the craziness in this world. All right, so I'm going to post this link here over into the Shaziz Radio chat room and the Super Chat room there. And for those of you that ain't aware with the Super Chat, that's where you can actually have not only the Shaziz Radio Network chat room, but the Wake Radio chat room as well up at the same time. So you can talk to folks on both sides there. It's pretty nifty. And if anybody else has a Chat Tango player that they want, we could probably squeeze in a few more on the same page, whatever. But I'm going to go ahead and start playing this video, but I might stop it once in a while because some of the things the guy talks about just kind of aggravates the crud out of me. But either way, here we go. I'm going to go ahead and give this a roll.
Let me explain something that happened in the last 7 months or so, 8 months. And when you hear this, you'll be astonished and you may weep. I wept.
I'm weeping already.
We had a man... I have to be very careful about how much information I give about this situation, who was assigned to a very compartmented, classified project. He was a civilian, a brilliant inventor, someone who knew much more than Tesla or Einstein or any of these people.
He worked
out down to the mathematical formula, all the trans-dimensional technologies up to and including, and I'm going to give you a short list, teleportation, dematerialization, anti-gravity, electromagnetogravitic, energy from the vacuum, etc., and so on. And I'm just getting started. This guy is amazing. I've been in his lab. Now, the way this works...
Now, I believe all those things are possible. There ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about that. But it's the way that this is all playing out here. I'm just going to keep rolling.
Let me explain this a little bit. Someone like that, had his own company. The intelligence community came in and stamped everything top secret, put it in a vault. He then got pulled in as a contractor to do special projects for these compartmented operations. Over the last 5 years, we had convinced them to set him free and to work with us on these technologies. And there were five, what they call shepherds, this is the word that's used in the intelligence community, who were his shepherds who were in charge of this kind of classification or policy. And they all agreed it was time to bring out the first level of what this gentleman could do, which was basically an energy generation device that would run your home, or you could put in your car, and you would never have to touch a drop of oil and ever have an energy bill. Because he had this. I mean, we saw these things. Now, at
Tesla
this point,
did that
what happened
in 1800s,
is
man.
We said, all right, has this actually been vetted, evaluated independently? And they said, yes, absolutely. The top Department of Defense laboratory near Washington, D.C., had taken his information and independently, without his assistance, just from his formula and designs and engineering specifications, replicated precisely what he had, and it worked. When they did that, a group of people came in and said, leave this alone and put it in a vault and never let it come out again. I know the chief scientist of this lab, who is a very good friend of mine. So this is a technology that has been built, tested, independently reproduced, on the shelf, ready to go. In November of 2008, this past November, Dr. Bravo and I and Dr. Loader, our science advisor and our board, hosted this gentleman at my home in Virginia. I live in a country house out near Monticello, Thomas Jefferson's home. And he came and we met for several days, and he agreed to build, within 3 months, one of these systems so that we would be able to have this out by this spring to you, the people who need it, the good people of the earth. His intelligent shepherds had said, yes, do it. All of them together. I'd met with them. Within 3 days of his returning to his skiff, which is the term used for an underground electronic eavesproof place where you cannot get any communications in or out, but it's a highly classified facility, he was reordered out of that facility and dropped into a rat hole in Iraq as a support technician. This one of the most brilliant scientists on the world today. He called me up and he said, just over and over again, Dr. Greer, just be careful. Dr. Greer, just be careful. Dr. Greer, just be careful. He was somehow
right,
the fear
of
God.
And
he thought he had a clear go because the...
All right. Stay tuned for a second.
Bye.
Alright, everybody, I'm back. Apologize for that. Had to take emergency nature break. Yeah, did I say that live on air? Sure did. Anyway, let's get back to this. All you gotta do is listen for keywords, and you're gonna hear some keywords in this whole deal that you know. There's these guys like this Stephen Greer right here. They're out to take people for whatever they can get. As far as I'm concerned, it makes me sick. Anyway, just listen.
It's really well-placed intelligence operatives, but some other people from outside those five shepherds came in and said, oh, no, you don't. Now, let me tell you what I've asked President Obama to do about this situation. President Obama has received
a
special presidential briefing from me. And if we had time, I would read all of it to you. It'll rock your world. But part of it has a section talking about these energy technologies related to this whole, what I talked about yesterday, WSFM, which is what the CIA calls it, weird science and frickin' magic. And in this original that has been provided to the Barack Obama administration and to the new CIA director, I say, look, this man has told me he wants to do it. His immediate shepherds in the intelligence community want him to do it.
What a crazy commentary. Barack Hussein Obama. Yeah, right. Here's a guy talking about going to destroy the coal industry. Talk about all the save the planet issues and all that kind of stuff. Yet, here we are. We're in the year 2015, multiple years after he eked his way into office somehow or another, slithered his way into office. And we're still talking about the bogus global warming lie, which if you look up there and see that link in the chat room, you can see the ice is not melting like the, you know, they said the doomsday, the polar bears are going to drown and so on and so forth. And all the time, all his talk for all his time in office, he hasn't put nothing towards solving the so-called global warming and / energy crisis / climate change or whatever you want to call it. The guy's an idiot, just like all the representatives in Congress and the Senate are idiots. They haven't done nothing. They haven't done nothing but get us into more conflicts around the planet. Now, if you're going to fight the whole so-called global warming thing, I would think the last thing you'd want to be doing is kicking up depleted uranium and dirt and smoke and a crud up into the atmosphere. If it was truly a danger to humanity that we were all going to die because the planet was heating up because of carbon emissions, then the last thing you'd want to be doing is going out there bombing the crap out of people. And why are you over there in an oil nation anyway? What is it that you want from them? All right? You're buying their oil, so you're supporting their terrorism that you're supposedly fighting against. So why are you buying their oil and giving them money so that they can afford to buy guns? If you stop buying their oil, what else do they got? They going to sell you some sand? Now, seriously, folks, this is why I get mad. This is why I do the Mad Science Show, because it's ignorance like this and idiots like this right here. Stephen Greer, there's a man who knows more than Einstein and Tesla. Now, I say you might know a little bit more than Einstein, but Tesla, he ain't got a clue, man. And this whole idiocy right here, all you got to do is listen to the last piece of this doggone video. You can see what this jerk is talking about. And first off, in the alternative energy, the green energy, the very first mistake that anybody made in all the history of time was trying to get a patent, basically get the government's permission for you to be able to use your intellectual property to help the world out. The moment people figure out they can't make money on it, such as J.P. Morgan, that's whenever people's stuff starts getting stolen or suppressed and so on and so forth. So let me play some more of this trash.
And bring this at first level of this science out. Not the anti-gravity stuff, because that does have some defense issues, but the generation of energy. And we need an executive order from the President of the United States to specifically order this man back to this country or to the United States or someplace outside a war zone to work with us in a white world Manhattan project to bring free and new energy to this planet. We need it. And here is what I would like each of you to do. Rather than us all being passive and saying, oh my God, what can I do? There are all these characters out there. We need your help. Go to the OrionProject.org and let President Obama know that you have learned of this and that there is a man that Dr. Greer knows very well and have his home address, his phone number, his curriculum vitae and resume and know everything about him. And that this would be the new energy economy Barack Obama promised us. And we have an automatic fax system set up, ready to go, from the OrionProject.org, where you can fill out a letter and zap, send it right into the White House. All of you, the hundreds of you here, should do it tonight. And then tell all of your friends and all of your family and all your co-workers to do it. And flood the White House email and fax system with this request. Please do it for us.
I'd say don't waste your time.
So we live in a very exciting time. This whole adventure has been quite a roller coaster for me and my wife and family, and for everyone with whom I work. Enormous work has gone into getting to us where we are today, where we have achieved disclosure, we have made contact, and now we want to bring these energy technologies to the world. And that can be done with your help. I know we have the capacity to do it. And there's
the energy technologies? Where? Where are they? Because the next video I'm fixing to play goes all the way back to, several years back. The guy that was talking in the next video was making predictions about 2006 and 2008. So you know this video has to be pretty old back here to the all scientists from Tom Bearden. Anyway, I'm going to finish this trash over here.
A renowned physicist in the world who works in this area has said that the only group that really has a chance at making a run at this is the group that Dr. Greer has put together, both strategically and in terms of leadership. I know we can do it. But we can't do it alone. Because guess who our first level of protection is? Yes, I have security. And yes, we have people in the secret government watching our back. And yes, we have extraterrestrial guardianships watching us and beyond. And Joe.
Alright, so they got secret government officials watching their back, they've got doggone aliens watching their back, and so on and so forth, and angelic watching their back. Alright, well, you got all this power, why heck does the average Joe not have free electricity by now? First off, you're so intertangled with the doggone government, that's the first red flag to me. What an idiot, man. Go over there to Orion.org and send the president an email and ask that idiot up here why he's trying to trash this world. He's not just trashing America, he's trying to trash the planet. Pretty much sold us down the river to everything that is bad. Now, you know, I tell you all this time that I call my show Mad Science because it ticks me off, man. You know, let me look and see what the date is on this right here, this video. This is May 9th of 2015. This particular video came out on Space Natives. I don't know if it's if they're affiliated or just an individual with a YouTube channel, whatever. Either way, I ran across this doggone video, and it just kind of makes me mad because, you know, first off, dude's over there cracking on Tesla. That's a that's a no-no in my book because Tesla's, he got screwed out of so much of his research. And basically, a lot of the research, he just said, basically threw his hands up in the air and said, to heck with it, you know, I don't think the world's ready for it. And so the world didn't get it. The government, who basically didn't like Tesla to begin with, and the financiers behind the government who wanted to suppress it so they could sell oil and coal and so on and so forth. They didn't waste no time rushing in trying to gobble up all of his information and his notes and stuff. So here's a guy who's supposedly a crackpot, Nikola Tesla, and yet you're going to steal all of his stuff and you're going to use it to this very day, and then you're going to turn around and guys like this who have, he said so himself, I got security, man. Yeah, you got security. You're a sellout. You're a piece of trash as far as I'm concerned. If you really cared about people, you wouldn't be trying to milk them for money, and you'd put this ideas out on the table as it came out. Because if you got a free energy device and you ain't set it out there on the table for at least people to either work on, scrutinize, or vet, or whatever, you got a plan to make some money off of it. That's all there is to it. If you ain't put it out there on the table right now, you're not planning on open sourcing it. You're trying to cover yourself. If you're going to the patent office and you're trying to get some sort of plan started where you can legalize this all, where you're protected, you get to keep all the ideas. You're not trying to put nothing out there for the average Joe. You're trying to fill your pockets. And in the process of people trying to fill their pockets or trying to work with the system and get things patented so they can make a few bucks off their idea, their intellectual property, which I'm not opposed to somebody building something and getting a patent and making money off of it. But in the alternative energy community, if you're serious about trying to help the world, and you know that in the past people have been shot and killed trying to get this information out to the world, and you're still going to go through the system and try to get a patent and sell it? Seriously? That's why this world's messed up, man. That's why there's people out there still getting by with fighting over oil and resources. That's why water is being bought up and sold in little bottles for $1 a bottle. You know? And it just drives me insane. Let's see what else this idiot has to say. It's just about done.
But you know the most important is you. Each one of you.
Yeah, that's it. That was the end of that one right there. Each one of you is the most important. Yeah. Alright, well, you know what? That's just crazy, man. If y'all are so doggone important to these individuals, Then why ain't they out here? Total disclosure, man. You go on my Mad Science channel, maybe I ain't got the greatest of great, but what I do got is information that you can take away. You can walk away from it for free. And I don't ask you for donations for projects, and I do that for a reason. When I talk about free energy, I simply mean free energy. I'm going to prove it. It's been proven to me, and I know 150,000% beyond a shadow of a doubt. Doesn't matter which way you go about it. You know, there's guys like Keshi out there who make $20,000 per meeting, per sit-down with a group of individuals. He'll get $20,000 from all these people to come together to make money, giving a lecture on how to do his plasma reactor, which in all the time that I've seen all of his videos, he's never put nothing out there open source. So he's got a plan. He's got a plan to make some doggone money. And apparently so, because he still makes $20,000 per whack. I got to join in on one of his lectures once, and I just flat out walked out. I told him that's the biggest hockahooey in the history of time. Talk about love your reactor, you know. You got, if you don't think about it right, it don't work right, you know. That's a big hockahooey, man. And I sat there and listened for God knows how long. I was invited into this deal. And I listened. And I didn't hear 1 ounce of science throughout the entirety of the whole deal. You know, I think outside the box, and I buck the mainstream laws of physics. I say, you know, if they say it can't be done, I'm gonna prove it can be done. And so, you know, I sit around, I listen to them. I couldn't take it anymore. I sat there for at least 45 minutes on a radio show I was supposed to be portion of, and what did I hear or get out of the whole thing? Nothing. I heard a bunch of I heard a bunch of craziness. And to think that people paid that man $20,000 for that episode, it makes me sick. That's all they want. They want to see how much money they can get out of your pocket and tell you how wonderful you are. This is all up to you, brothers and sisters of the world. Yeah, you're what matters. You're the one that can make a difference. The truth is, you can make a difference. But if somebody's asking you for money to make that difference, then there's where the problem lays. You know, if they're going to go out there and milk the good people of the world, you know, tug on your heartstrings and promise you and promise you and promise you and never deliver, you want to show me you want to show me something, somebody you could trust, you show me somebody going to come out there and just flat out put it on the table. Look, this is what I got so far. Take it, run with it, build on that idea, and there's how you can make a difference. Because if you take your mind and you put it on my idea or anybody else's idea and you run with that idea, you can make it happen. We can make it happen. And if you want to spend some money and build a park because you have a skill set to do so and mail it to me or anybody else and help build a deal, that's one thing. But to send your finances to somebody and put your trust in them, $20,000, $30,000, you build this, and then never get what you paid for, and we still don't have free energy for the world, that's just flat out BS to me. And you know, I'm going to point it out when I see it. You know, it makes me mad. And these guys, you know, they're so intertangled with the doggone government. Guys sit there and told you, I got security. I got secret government agencies watching my back. But you guys are the ones that matter. Send an email to BO to get you some, let them know that you know. And then while you're at it, throw some donations our way so we can get you free energy. It's not free energy if you got to pay for it. Period. You go out and buy your solar panel, you own that, alright? That's it. And that's free energy. It's as simple as that. It's maybe not as good as what you need at the moment because the ideas and technology has been so suppressed that you don't even know about half the things out there. And the way that they teach people in schools is that they'll sit there and cuss you out if you try to tell them there's something different than the average, what you've been taught about electricity. I know, I've dealt with it. I've lost friendships over the deal, you know, because I disagree with what the mainstream science says. You know, mainstream science guys out there, outside the ones who just won't speak up, they're sitting there telling everybody that carbon emissions are destroying the planet. Really? Come on, man. Boy, I just tell you what, sometimes I get so freaking riled up about this whole episode, it just makes me so mad. This administration up there hasn't done nothing towards solving the energy crisis. Talking about, you know, he's going to bankrupt the oil and the coal industries, and so on and so forth, and your electric bills are going to skyrocket and everything. And these guys are all working for the same people. They ain't working for you, the people. And for these folks to come out there and say, yeah, we're all in it for you guys. You know, we're working with the government so we can get this all situated. We got everything from anti-gravity and teleportation and all this. You know, and one of these days you'll get to see it. Put your doggone stuff on the table. You know, open source it, like all these guys out here in the alternative energy world. The only reason why the guys out here in the alternative energy world are even still breathing is because they haven't produced something that could be substantial to be a concern to the oil and electric industries. Look what happened to Stan Myers. He had a working product. You can always find out the guys that had the working products right there because they're the ones that end up getting whacked because they put their product out there. That's why if you see something coming out from me, you're going to know, you're going to have it before anybody else. And that's all there is to it. You know, I'm not going to play the whole game. I'm going to go get a patent and get whacked so nobody can have my idea and they can shelve it. I'm going to put it right in front of everybody's face and they'll either recognize what it is and use it or they'll just ignore it and go on down the road thinking I'm insane. You know, I'm not going to play the government's game. I'm not going to ask for permission to put something out there. If I got something to share with the world, I'm going to share it with the world. And you can do with it what you want. But you're going to keep supporting the doggone oil and gas industries and the war machine that is going over there being counterproductive to everything that we're trying to fight for. You need to be supporting the guy that is behind the scenes trying to do things in the alternative energy. There's some brilliant minds out here, man. Some brilliant individuals. I've named them off I don't know how many doggone times. And some of the guys that I've named off and helped them promote the YouTube channel cursed me out. Because they thought I was all in it about it myself. I'm all in here to get rich. I'm all in here to get famous. Well, if I was here to get rich, if I was here to get famous, I failed. I failed miserably. I'm not rich, and I'm not famous. And I don't have a patent on anything, and I don't want a patent on anything. All I want to do is put ideas out there on the table that people could run with. Now, I'm going to play a bit of this next one over here, the one that has Tom Bearden in there, and I'll post that link in there as well. So, the headline on this one right here is "To All the Scientists on the Planet." I don't know how far I want to go back with this one right here, but I'm cutting and pasting right now. Bear with me. Anyway, it's about 47 minutes long of yakety-yak and jaw-jack and just drives me freaking nuts. Alright, you know... The guy, he's got some valid points at the end, and he talks about energy from the vacuum in the beginning, and I know that you can do this stuff. I mean, we're only thinking three-dimensional whenever we think about electricity, and we're only listening to what the doggone mainstream science guy said. You know, oh yeah, you got to believe them. You got to believe everything they said. You know, you got to believe your government. You can always trust your government. Well, if you can always trust your government, why ain't they got free energy out there for the world? Why are we still hollering about global warming and climate change and taxes and such like that in order to save the planet? It's sickening. Alright, well, so I'm going to play this one, starting from this one part right here, because it's pretty interesting, some of the crud you'll hear. Alright, listen to this.
The only thing you have is like a fencing duel. You have to hit the enemy before he hits you. You have to destroy him or you will be destroyed. Mutual Assured Destruction is a funny acronym. The only thing that's debatable about it is whether the destruction shall be mutual or unitary. What happens is everybody fires on perception or preparation by his adversaries. And you have to fire everything you have as fast as you can, as rapidly as you can, as massively as you can, to try to destroy your enemy. Otherwise, you have no chance of survival. So what we get is the Great Armageddon everybody's been dreading. The energy crisis going right now, in my view, will probably evoke a Great Armageddon that we've all feared so long in about 2007, if we don't solve the crisis. We back up from that. It means the first quarter of 2004, these things had better be rolling off of the assembly lines like sausages, or we can all forget it.
Oh, no, we got to rewind that back there.
Whenever they start popping the nuclear weapons or the weapons of mass destruction, you have a very formidable thing that happens to you. Nobody has defenses. Since we have no defenses, the only thing you have is like a fencing duel. You have to hit the enemy before he hits you. You have to destroy him or you will be destroyed.
Yeah, we got to bomb the crap out of the planet,
Mutual Assured Destruction is a funny acronym. The only thing that's debatable about it is whether the destruction shall be mutual or unitary. What happens is everybody fires on perception or preparation by his adversaries. And you have to fire everything you have as fast as you can, as rapidly as you can, as massively as you can, to try to destroy your enemy. Otherwise, you have no chance of survival. So what we get is the Great Armageddon everybody's been dreading. The energy crisis going right now, in my view, will probably evoke a Great Armageddon that we've all feared so long in about 2007.
All righty then. We're going to have the Great Armageddon in 2007. Yeah, okay. It's going to happen in 2006, it's going to happen in 2007, it's going to happen in 2008, It's going to happen this year too. Doggone it. Well, hey, look. Stay tuned. I'm just getting warmed up. So I'm going to play a tune.
Can't
space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission:
to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Crap!
Operator, give me the number for 911.
Alright, I'm back. Let's get back into this deal right here. See, you know, look. The whole thing frustrates me because, you know, this guy right here, Thomas Bearden, has all kinds of ideas. He's talking about not killing the dipole, and I like the ideas that he had back in the day. And, you know, old Dr. Stephen Greer, there's a video that goes back that says Dr. Stephen Greer, time for truth. You know, the time for truth has gone and been and gone. You know, time for truth should have been back whenever the so-called global warming danger first came on the scene. You know, and people go out there and they do all this protesting, you know, we got to save the planet, we got to save the polar bears, we got to do this and that, you know. And yet, here we are, we're still hearing about it. Still hearing about save the planet, save the polar bears. I just put a video link over there in the chat room at Super Chat over there, ShazizRadio.com, in the Wake Radio chat room. Dutch Sense put a video out there showing the ice growing over there, not only the North Pole but the South Pole. I thought the planet was heating up. Should that ice not be melting? Anyway, let's, before I get off on that.
If we don't solve the crisis. We back up from that. It means the first quarter of 2004. These things had better be rolling off of the assembly lines like sausages, or we can all forget it and go home. It's too late to change it.
2004.
That's how short a time we have and how short the rations are. Because of what I view as the stress, I view this as the greatest strategic threat to survival of the United States and, in fact, of civilization itself that has ever existed in my lifetime. Now, the fools may blow the world from other causes. Don't misunderstand me. But they're going to blow it from this cause. This I'm quite certain of in my own view. So it means that anything I can do to try to stop that has to be done. What we need is a great Manhattan Project. You can do it. This is a doable. We have the principles.
All right. Did y'all hear him say we need a great Manhattan Project? Well, if you remember right, in the last video with Dr. Stephen Greer, the man who knows more than Einstein or Tesla, he also said we need a great Manhattan Project. Working behind the scenes with the government, any? Okay, let's keep rolling.
Know how to do the giant neg entropy. We have good scientists. We have some sharp young grad students and postdocs. They aren't allowed to work on these kinds of things. For goodness sakes, let's marshal them together like we did in World War II to get the atomic bomb, which we went from zilch, you might say, in 4 years. We had an operational bomb. Let's do the same thing here because survival depends on it. Not only of us, but of civilization. There's even a little evidence, and I don't know really how to put this in perspective. We had one friend, for example, that we worked with very closely, who built practical over unity systems. He demonstrated at a conference, for example, an 8-kilowatt system. And then very mysteriously, he and his whole family disappeared. We have found out since, in fact, not long ago, that he's still around, but and he's doing very well because he was attired in a very expensive suit and a very nice automobile. But he and his family are okay, even though they disappeared back there. But here was a successful unit that just flat disappeared off the face of the earth. Now, I assume, rightly or wrongly, it has to either be for the great financial empires, or it has to be for some kind of black project that somebody needed a power system that would power itself in the load. And they classified it. Whatever it is, I don't know, but whatever it is, the survival of humanity itself and civilization itself is now at stake. And I...
got to pause this for a second. Talking about something for a black ops project that'll power a load. Do you guys... If you believe that there's satellites in the air, and there's some folks out there who don't believe that there are really satellites up in the air or whatever in there in space, because this world's gone crazy. But if satellites have been up there for 20, 30 years and they're still functioning, then that means they've got a pretty good power source on board, whether it be solar batteries or even nuclear for that matter. So it's not like that the technology hasn't been there all along to give a clean, sustainable energy to the world. It's just a matter of money and national security and so on and so forth. Let's go on.
I really believe through the auspices of the U.S. government, regardless of what that kind of program in it, anywhere it may have, we must bring it forward to save ourselves and save the earth. If we don't, we can... keep it secret, or we can keep it in the control group hands, and we shall all go down to oblivion in about 2007, if they don't have a war in the Middle East or something, and do it in 2006 or 2007.
We're going to go down in 2007, we're going to go down in 2006, 2005, and earlier it was 2004.
I'm not even going to participate in one. Not going to. Everybody's got a little bit different circumstance, and my circumstance... for me to go on living and staying healthy and doing well depends on me avoiding certain areas, and that's one of them. But I can work in energy. I can even work in the medical area. But right now, the medical won't do you any good if we all go down the tube. So energy is it. What needs doing immediately deals with the scientific community. If you look at what the scientific community is doing, I'm speaking sadly, but I'm speaking bluntly and truthfully. If you will read the literature, you will find it's almost business as usual. They're not doing anything that has any chance of stopping this problem before the world explodes in our faces. Sure, windmills are good. Burning the oil cleaner is good. All of these things, building a couple more dams is good if you don't destroy too much of the biosphere, etc., etc. Building some windmills is good. However, that's a spit in the ocean. It doesn't solve the problem. The problem is just exactly like what we had in World War II. We have a problem. It's a doable. It can be solved very quickly because we've got the first half of it already solved, how to get the energy out of the vacuum. So half of it is already done. But we can't get the scientific community to move on it. To turn those young grad students loose and those young postdocs loose. The professor at the university, for goodness sakes, is trapped. He's absolutely trapped. All universities agree. They want the overhead money. He's got to bring in extra money. He's got to get patents. And, of course, he's got to get his papers published. So he's caught in a process where he must compete for the packages which are put together and come down for availability to compete for. If he doesn't get those packages and win them, he doesn't fund his grad students, he doesn't get the overhead money, he's going to be lucky if he's working for the grocery store. Instead of...
yeah, so essentially, all the colleges is what he's pretty much saying out there. These sciences out there in the college, they need the grant money. And so they're not going to step outside the mainstream science. They're never going to step outside the mainstream science. And a lot of people, because they do step outside of mainstream science, end up disappearing, such as Stan Myers and many, many more out there.
Being a physicist. So he's in a mad scramble to try to feel and keep running on a treadmill to meet the conditions that's been laid down on him. And goodness sakes, those packages already prescribe all the research he's going to do and his grad students are going to do. So we've got the whole scientific community working on the wrong problem.
What can the U.S. government do about
that? What we can do is do just like we did in alternative medicine, or really like the Manhattan Project. You can order the scientific community to do it whether they wish to do it or not, and hold them accountable from the highest level to the bottom.
Either the man's just nuts or he's delusional. Gonna hold the scientific community accountable. You can't even hold the government accountable. Government's so doggone corrupt and paid off, and they, jeez, man, gonna hold the scientists accountable. You're holding them accountable right now to try to speak outside the box and tell everybody, yeah, free energy's been here all along. You'll hold them accountable, all right. They'll disappear. You'll take the money away from them. We know how the system works. And that's why we're at where we're at, man. Jeez.
How much money are we spending in our national laboratory on nuclear stuff? Don't we think at least about 10% of that money ought to be rooted out of there and spent on nothing but this, which might save us while the other stuff takes us down the tube? Of course we should. In fact, it ought to be more than that. The best scientists we have, the best grad students, the best postdocs, ought to be turned loose on this problem, and that means funding. And that means that we do not allow scientists to slander and libel people who are trying to do research in this area.
That's another thing right there.
At will.
Talk about slander and libel. You get college geeks out there that supposedly so brilliant going around there bashing the alternative energy guys. Oh, that's not possible. That's against the laws of physics and so on and so forth. And you know what? What do they have to put on the table? What have they done to solve the so-called energy crisis? They want to sit there and argue till they're blue in the face that their Lord and Savior, Al Gore, is going to save the planet with his book called Earth and the Balance, which he made a buttload of money off of and bought him a nifty nine-bedroom mansion on the same seashore, where he said the sea levels were going to rise. And he's still flying around a corporate jet. He's still riding around in a corporate limousine. And he's still making a lot of money off of scaring little zit-faced geeks out of school who have been lied to and indoctrinated into believing the planet's dying. But they ain't going to do nothing to save it. How are they going to save the planet whenever you can't even put something out there on the table, an idea out there? There's brilliant minds all over this planet that could be listened to. You take this guy's idea with that guy's idea, and together you could actually get something accomplished. That's why I tried to put the dream team together, but I failed. Because even in the alternative energy community, you got folks that are so stuck in the book that they can't get their mind wrapped around that there could potentially be other possibilities. People used to say the earth was flat, then somebody said it's round, now it's concave and it's hollow. The moon's real, it's a hologram, the moon is a freaking alien spaceship, and all this other craziness out there. We either did or didn't go to the doggone moon, and that's what you get. That's what you get out there. You don't get people that just want to put all the stupidity together down and start working together on projects to get things done. It's that simple. If you believe in alternative energy, you should be coming together with everybody and his brother and not asking for permission and not trying to get a patent on the deal and open sourcing it to everybody and his brother as fast as you possibly can. Because once Pandora's box is open and the information is out there for the people, they're going to know it exists. Then they're going to hold the feet to the fire of the elite of the world and say, look, why are you over there fighting over oil when we could do it this way? You got solar power, and then when you decide to use it, then they turn around and want to charge you for being off the grid. Some places it's illegal to be off the power grid. You can't run your house on solar and wind. And then if you do get a solar panel or a doggone wind generator, you got idiots out there from homeowners associations who don't want you to have it in the yard. And then you got nature freaks talking about, oh, well, that doggone windmill's going to chop a bird in half. Are you freaking kidding me? Man, look, we ain't going to get this stuff solved as long as there's stupid people like this in the world. It's just nuts.
Look at what they call me in, Brent, for goodness sake. But the problem is the scientific community resists change and is doing business as usual. And my bottom line is, unless the legislative branch, together with the administration, forces them to get on this problem and solve it,
they ain't gonna force them. They're in the pocket.
Fiddle while Rome burns. They will help burn it. The only alternative you have now, of course, since at this moment, as we speak, the government has not moved. The scientific community has not moved. So that is a fact as of this moment I'm speaking. I hope that changes. I'm trying to change it. But right now, that is...
Well, this video was way back in the early 2000s.
Happens to move them.
And here we are in the year 2015. They still haven't moved.
Other than that, the only thing left is...
And they ain't going to.
...industry. And that's a mixed bag. First of all, the moment you try to do it in the private industry, then is when you are absolutely vulnerable to all the games. For example, lawsuit alone can hang you where you will never come out of it for the next 15 years. The lawsuit doesn't have to be justified or anything at all. You can sue anybody for anything if you've got enough money to file a suit and want to swear. Simple as that. So the other thing you have is you can trigger anybody from anywhere for all kinds of radicals to come out of there and say, oh, you used a coil of wire, or you used something over here, you used some semiconductor, you stole my invention. And so the next thing, you can be in court for 20 years on that. All of this comes at you. This is part of the delay. This is the group wanting to stay in power while we all go down the tubes.
So avoid it, man. Don't mess with the government. Don't try to get it patented. Just do it. It's as simple as that. If it's such an emergency, we got to save the planet, then just do it. It's as simple as that. You got folks out there hollering about Fukushima radiation. The government don't care. The mainstream media don't care. They're going to sit there and they're going to ignore it. Flat out. Okay. Is it a real danger that there's radioactive material washing into the ocean and killing off the fish? Or is it not? Apparently the government don't think so because they ain't done nothing about it. And the BP oil spill, British Petroleum, dumped tons and tons of Corexit into the doggone deal to get the oil out. Well, you know, fish have oil in them, right? All right, people have oil in the body, right? So if you swim in that, and the fish are swimming in that, and it attacks oil, then wouldn't you think that would be a problem? All right, so these idiots are literally killing the planet while they talk about saving the planet. And this video right here, which must have been done back in the early 2000s, because he's still talking about doomsday predictions for 2004, 2005, 2006, possibly 2007 or 2008.
They operate primarily in the private sector. So you're automatically in that arena where the real lions are after you all the time. You're over there trying to find a legitimate deal. Okay, let's talk about venture capital, sometimes called vulture capital. But if you find a good one, it's not vulture, it's venture. What does a venture capitalist want to do? He wants to buy 30% or 50% of your company, or 51, or maybe 60. He's got the money. The next thing he wants to do is he's going to move you and all your guys right out of there. He's going to put his own management team in there, and he's going to run it with bean counters. If you run this one with bean counters only, you destroy the program before you start. So your only choice, then, is to avoid venture capitalists like the plague and to try to go for licensing, which means the brunt of doing the research on the front end falls on you and your...
All right, we'll pause it there. Got to take another music break, Bargo.
something happening here. But what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going. We better stop. Children, what's that sound?
Thank you.
911. Okay, everybody, I'm back. There are multiple things out there, technologies available already that can at very least supplement the so-called energy crisis while we do real research. And I know for a fact there are other technologies out there that have been available forever and a day that have just been flat out suppressed. And so, with that said, let's get into some more of the reasoning why.
Bigger resources, which for working people is whatever you can afford out of your back pocket. But if you don't do that, you're not going to do it anyway. How many have you seen in the past that went to venture capital route that were real? How many of them made it? I can name three or four that were real. They're not there yet. They're not going to be there. They were buried. So, the thing that sets in, you have to do it by licensing. Then you've got to skirt, you've got to get the patent office. The patent office says, it's impossible to do an OB energy system. The API, the Physics Institute, you know, comes down on you and says, this is absolutely against the laws of nature. It isn't. You know, these are people who haven't even studied the problem. And they know classical thermodynamics. But it's against the laws of nature to violate classical thermodynamics. Of course it violates classical thermal. You can't build one of these by classical thermal. You build it by the other kind of thermodynamics. So the next thing you have is scientific communities all over. Look what they did to cold fusion. There's real stuff in cold fusion. You know, 600 experiments worked, for goodness sake. So the thing is, you're against the scientific community is against you. Lock, stock, and barrel. And by the way, everything is a distribution curve. Get off of this horse pucky about scientists are always sweet, nice, reasonable people. That is not true. 10% of them are devils. 10% of them are angels. Ought to be rewarded in the salt of the earth. But 10% of them have absolutely no ethics. Absolutely playing nothing but the big monkey and power game. And absolutely your worst enemy in this area. Glorious opportunity. In other words, the vultures, or there's a better word for it, the wolves go around looking for the rabbits. And you're the rabbit and they're the wolf. So your next thing you get into is a big wolf-rabbit game with the scientists who are on that 10%. So you face all of that. Meanwhile, you've got to go to the patent office. You get to the patent office, what are you looking at? This is impossible. This is perpetual motion. You say, well, the atoms have been doing this for 15 billion years. It's not perpetual motion, but it's just long-lasting. But they call it perpetual motion, and of course there is an unwritten law that anything that's perpetual motion shall not be even proved or looked at. You can't even get a serious consideration in the patent office. I speak as one who has submitted patents in this area. I know what I'm talking about. I've defended a couple of them. So what we have is a situation where the entire structure of science, industry, the organizations of science, and the patent office are already against you. If you can't get a patent, how can you license? So it's a real neat little thing. It's the old chicken and egg situation. If I had the chickens, I could get some eggs. If I had the eggs, I could get some chickens. this situation is designed so you never get chickens and you never get eggs. So the only thing you can do is to try to put your head down and continue with that. And do one other thing, communication. Fortunately, we do have the internet. Sure, it's full of a lot of bad information. It's also full of a lot of good information. You just have to discriminate. So the other thing you have to do to have any chance at all is communicate, 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 which we do to the limit that we're legally able to do and not lose our patents. If we can get the government to move, they can cut through all of that by simply issuing an order to do it. And that's what it's going to take. We're going to struggle with this other, but I'll make you a prediction. If the government doesn't move, there's a 75 to 80% chance we will fail. We certainly won't make the first quarter of 2004. And if we miss the first quarter of 2004, not just us, there are several other inventors and groups in the same area that have systems that work. We are not the Lone Ranger here at all. I want every system out there that works and is real going. We need everything we can do. But if we don't make it by the first quarter, then we may as well all go home and enjoy our families for the time we have left, because it's going to blow. It will be too little and too late. And don't come in 2006, when any fool can then see the world is fixing to blow up, and say, would you guys like to try this? I'll say, no, I'm going to enjoy my family while the time I have left. You blew it back in 2000 and 2001. You decided right then to blow it, and so it's on your head. And that's going to be all we can do if we don't make the schedule. Everybody wants a modern life. They want to get out of the mud and the slime and everything and have lights and have, you know, things that are powered and have industry and jobs and homes and schools. These are common strivings from the human heart. And to try to do that the way we're doing it will destroy the planet, and we will forcefully destroy each other. It seems to me we just ought to be wiser than that.
Yeah, that's it. We should be wiser than that, eh? Well, you know what? You heard him talk about the doomsday 2000, from 2001 all the way to 2008. Here's 2015. Still ain't got it done. Look, I got a lot of respect for the folks in the alternative energy community, to the extent that I think that they're brilliant. All right. What I don't have respect for is the fact that a lot of the really brilliant minds walked away from the table because their egos got the better of them. You know, they don't believe that there are other possibilities outside of what the current laws of physics and so on and so forth, the books say about electricity is or isn't. As far as energy from the vacuum, I fully believe that that's possible. I believe there's a whole lot more possible. I believe plasma technology and anti-gravity technology and teleportation, all of these things are fully plausible. And yet, here we are in the year 2015 still having a discussion about alternative and free energy. My only reason for putting the doggone mad science deal together was to get all these brilliant minds to the table and just getting it done. I mean, it ain't going to happen until folks get up off their couch and do it themselves. It may take a couple pennies out of your own pocket to build your own personal device, but if guys like this right here, Thomas Bearden and Stephen Greer, if they really cared, they wouldn't have worried about trying to get patents. They wouldn't have worried about trying to have the government protecting them and all this kind of stuff. They would have just said, if they seen that this is a done deal and that the planet's going to be doomed, they would have just put it out there on the table. Everything, every idea they had. Now you can go out there and you can search up Tom Bearden and all of his patents and research and such like that, and you can check on the Stephen Greer and all the stuff that he's worked with. But what have them and any of the big names, so-called big names out there in the alternative energy community, Dikeshi and all them, what have they accomplished? We've been talking about this since way back when Stan Myers told everybody you could drive a car on water. Now, Stan Myers was the real deal. It's blatantly obvious because he's not around anymore. He got whacked because he didn't agree with the system. We knew Tesla was a real deal because we're using his technology today. I'm using it right now as we're talking across the internet. But this isn't going to come via any representative of the world. You can email B.O. all you want. He don't care. He talked about he's going to destroy it all. He said so. He said he's going to bankrupt the coal industry and the oil industry, and your electricity bills are going to skyrocket. He said that. This came out of his mouth. That's not some sort of conspiracy theory. You can look it up. It's there. And not one of these individuals out there have done anything, not one single thing, towards energy independence in any nation or helping the average Joe have a less electric bill. Throughout the time of my Mad Science show, I've talked to ways about supplementing your electric bill and about ways that you could take certain each room off the power grid a bit at a time. You know, change the types of light bulbs you're using and unplug things when you're not using them, and ways to at least make your energy bill cheaper. And I've showed you ideas and devices that I've been messing with, and I've showed you things that they do, anomalies that they have, and I'll give you ideas to expand on. And I've been called everything under the sun for my efforts. I've actually got to the point a few times where I thought maybe I just ought to just up and just cash it all in, just say to heck with it, you know. The world ain't listening anyway. If the world was listening, we would have this done. It's that simple. There are so many ways to tap into energy that nature already provides that will not pollute the planet, will not harm individuals or life or any living creature. There are ways to use what nature has provided and work in harmony with nature, and we have access to every single material and all the knowledge necessary to do just that. So why are there countries over there fighting over war and gas? Why is there companies in the United States cracking up the ground, causing many earthquakes and polluting waterways, doing fracking technology, and saying, no, we're not hurting the environment? You're forcing water down inside of the ground and you're cracking the ground. How's that not hurting the environment? And where does that water go and the chemicals that's in that water? Where does it go? It goes in your drinking water eventually. And it takes a while for nature to filter that trash out. In the BP oil spill, they dump tons of corrosion in there, and they're wondering why fish keep washing up on the shore. The nuclear reactors over there in Fukushima that basically exploded, melted down, and leaking radiation up into the ocean. The government ain't worried about it, so why should you be? Seriously. If these guys out there are telling, these guys and gals out there are telling you that the world is coming to an end and we got to save the planet because of global warming / climate change / climate disruption or whatever the heck they want to call it next week, and they're asking you for more tax money, send us your donations, give us money. That's all you ever hear is give us money. The first red flag is if they're begging for money from you and not accomplishing nothing, then there's a problem. That's why there isn't no donation button on ShazizRadio.com. That's why there isn't no donation button on doggone Shaziz Mad Science. Because I ain't giving nobody the opportunity to even remotely try to say I'm doing this for money. And when I say free energy, I mean free energy. If you have to pay for plans, then it's not free. Ideas should be shared amongst the world. If there is really a tragedy going on and we got to save the planet, then let's get up and do it, for Pete's sake. Stop talking about it. That's all we hear is talk, 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 yakety yak. And I'm sick of it. I'm sick of being cussed out because I come up with an idea that doesn't match the school books. I'm sick of listening to guys like Tom Bearden and Stephen Greer and all these old videos and all the different alternative energy guys out there over Unity or whatever, talking how, oh, well, there's this and there's that, and nobody ever puts nothing on the table, but send me some money. Send me some money and I'll give you free energy. How's that free energy? Solar panel you buy out of your own pocket. The sun provides you some energy to charge some batteries. That is free energy. All you had to do is pay for the device. Now, that's just one little tiny example of what could be accomplished. And if you want to move into an alternative energy source that it was different than the whole entire system itself, you start looking into some LED technology and how it actually functions, and you can understand that at different frequency ranges, you can capture energy. You can cause a proton to interact with an electron and produce light. Light is heat, heat is light, vice versa. So that'll just be a tiny example, but it goes on and on. It goes all the way back to the 1800s, 1900s, and even further back to the 1700s. Probably even further back than that. There's all kinds of devices out there. And it's not a matter of we can't do it. It's a matter of we just don't do it. So when people come up and talk about how we got to save the planet, I kind of feel sick to my stomach because I'm like, do you even know the planet? The Earth is a thermoelectric generator of epic proportions, a self-contained biosphere, and it was set up intentionally to take care of itself because mankind was too busy acting stupid. If the alternative energy community can't get off their egos, then they'll never succeed. If the alternative energy community wants to try to go out and patent and get filthy, stinking rich off of it, they'll fail. It's been proven. And it's right there in the last two videos that I've talked about. It's been proven. Way back in the 90s, all the way up, well, let's just go all the way back to Stan Myers, from the 70s all the way to the present 2015. Stan Myers talked about how you could drive your car on water. Next thing you know, he's gone. You hear things about the Bedini motor. You hear things about over-unity. You hear things about all kinds of things. But you don't see it on the table. The oil Arab embargo. Electric cars. It is 150,000% beyond a shadow of a doubt fully possible to build an electric car that will recharge itself while it drives. And when I say that, people look at me like I'm an idiot. And then they start calling me names. Well, who think about this for a second. If you got a solar panel on the roof of that car, you're putting some juice back in there, so at the very least, you can at least extend the travel time. And if you make it a little bit more efficient with some better designed electric motors that don't use so much juice in order to be able to run, then you can get it to go even longer. Then if you add a few other things in there, such as the wheels spinning around, and the steering wheel going back and forth, I could just go on and on. The wind blowing past the car. And you use everything. You don't put all your eggs in one basket. And suddenly now you got a car that at the very, very least will go at least 10 times farther than the other car that you have to stop and plug in every couple hours. So it ain't like we don't have the technology. And if anybody's to ever get this done, it's going to take a grassroots plan where you don't call the government for permission. You don't call the mainstream media and say, look, this is what we're getting ready to do. You just nice and quietly under the table start building it. When it's done, throw the plans out there for free. Throw it out there into spread it far and wide like throwing flyers out of a helicopter. And then everybody has it, and you can't sell a widget if everyone's got a widget. And ain't no company out there can make money on it because it's now open source. The whole public knows about it. And as long as nobody's trying to make money off of it, they can't sue you for it either. That's just the way it goes. It's all out there. And it has been all along. Another quick music break and then I'll come back and wrap this mess up. And even read a comment or two out of the chat room there.
The preacher man says it's the end of time and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. Is up and the stock market's down and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle and a four-wheel drive and a country boy can survive. Folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. Grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. Came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the Western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway night, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. And we can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Country boy can survive. Country folks can.
Crap!
Ah! Ah! Ah!
Operator, give me the number for 911.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission:
to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to Mad Science. So let's talk about hypocrisy. You know, 3Crow over there in the Awake Radio posted a link from Infowars.com. Says police seize 10 children from off-grid homeschool family. Alex Jones, Infowars. There is a war on for your mind. Ain't no joke. But here's the thing, you know. The government, it will ignore homeless people and arrest other people for trying to feed homeless people. And it will take 10 kids away from an off-grid homeschool family, you know, for trying to just take care of themselves. But what has the government done to remedy the situation, to put a roof over the homeless man's head, or to take and help the family that's trying to be self-sustained? They're not. They're not doing nothing. And Stephen Gibbons over there, when I was talking earlier about building an electric car that could recharge itself, he said add a Bedini charging circuit to charge one cell while using the other. And, you know, it's not like we can't. It's just that we don't. Not everybody's an electrician, and not everybody can, build a device. But if you can, you can build one for your neighbor. And if the alternative energy community wanted to get their act together and start working together, as opposed to having their little egos and rushing off and going off to different deals and just kind of repeat and repeat over and over again the same doggone things. I was accused of saying the same thing over and over. Listen to that video. Go back there and click on that link and listen to the two all scientists on this planet. Listen to that video. They were saying what I was saying back in the day, with the exception is they weren't putting nothing on the table. They weren't building a platform and asking people to come to the table and start building devices. They weren't putting their stuff out there open source. What they were doing was trying to get donations from people, trying to tell you, well, you know, you want to do this, you got to have the government's help, you know, you got to get licensed. Screw the government. I ain't asking the government for nothing. That's going to tell the world what I know, and that's it. And if what I know is wrong, then you show them what's right. But ain't nobody putting no ideas out there, then nothing's getting done. I got this saying, if you do something, at least something's getting done. If you do nothing, then absolutely nothing is getting done. And right now, for the most part, the alternative energy out there is at the nothing portion of it. Yeah, they do videos, they do some awesome work, and they have some brilliant minds, but have they come together yet? You pick these little crowds that you agree with, and anybody who goes it and gets something going on really good and decides they want to market it and it gets suppressed, bam, it's done. And anybody who doesn't want to get a deal, but they get a good deal that does work, they don't try to get a patent or anything and try to get it out there for the people, then if they see that it works, bam, there you go. It disappears again. So no matter what you work at, you're up against a system that doesn't want you to do what it is that we're talking about. They don't want you having your solar panels out there in the yard. They don't want you being off the grid. Otherwise, they wouldn't make it illegal. They wouldn't want you... they talk about reducing your carbon footprint by paying taxes. But if you put a solar panel up, then you reduced your carbon footprint. Your taxes should reduce. But it don't go like that. You got to pay the taxes and the fines for having your doggone solar panel up, for having your wind turbine up. you got to have permission to build something in your own yard because it might be an eyesore or a danger to the community. Well, if the community stays off your lawn, then they're not going to get hurt by your device, now are they? There is something called private property. If I want you here, I'll invite you here. It's frustrating. It's aggravating as all get out. Because I know that free energy is possible. I believe I have proven free energy over and over and over again. But in order to actually prove, I have to put a tangible object in somebody's hands that they can measure and that they can see for their own two eyes. That comes down to some precision building, which I don't have all the capabilities to precision build it. But if I can build it out of junk and it functions and it does exactly what I say, then number one, they could build it themselves out of junk. But if they wanted to go even farther, if they wanted to take that idea and run with it and expand on it, I don't even care if you steal my idea and go out and get rich as long as the world gets the idea. I've seen a lot of people out there take credit for things that I've designed. And maybe I wasn't the first one to design it. Maybe I only thought I was the first one to design it. But either way, I knew I had it way before they did. And I just gave it to the world. And they built it. And they called it their, whatever they wanted to call it, and tacked it under their name. I've been doing this for years. This isn't my first time around. I've been behind the scenes way back before I ever even had a YouTube channel, putting stuff on the internet. Giving people ideas in alternative energy forums and so on and so forth, and science places. I've been told I don't know what I'm doing. I've been told I'm a tinker, I'm a fraud, I'm a fake. Been called everything under the sun. And then some. If the alternative community wants to do what they say they're going to do, then it's time to just get up and do it. It's time to stop talking about it. It's time just to do it. Because the government ain't going to do it. And the corporations out there aren't going to do it. And if you do sell out, chances are you're going to get screwed. And your idea is going to come underneath some other company name. And you're going to lose trying to fight the system. The best way to fight the system is to stay out of the system. The best way to get free energy to the world is right underneath their nose. Grassroots, do it yourself and save. That kind of thing. It can be done. The information's out there. Has been forever and a day. There's tons of devices out there. There's tons of ways to do it. Question is, what are we waiting for? 2015 now, will we be talking about the same kind of stuff in the year 2020, 2030? These guys out there have an advanced technology above and beyond all that you can comprehend. And they're holding it back for just such an emergency that they can make themselves a lot of money. That's why they continuously become rich. That's why they have big crews that they send out to torment people, even kill them if necessary, who have an idea that could put a dent in their wallet. It's not a conspiracy, it's a fact. Go out there and prove an over-unity device and try to get it patented. Go out there and prove a perpetual device and try to get it patented. Go out there and try to prove a zero-point idea and get it patented. Nature gave you free energy, and it shows you your free energy every single day. All you need to do is tap into it. Instead of trying to work against nature, work with nature, and nature will provide everything that you need. Food, water, electricity, the works. That's the way the system was designed. A self-contained biosphere of epic proportions, self-cleaning, self-contained biosphere of epic proportions. a thermoelectric generator of epic proportions, a beautiful piece of machinery slash natural beauty. It's incredible. It's time to use it. Guys out there that want to keep on producing all this kind of stuff out there and talk about, you know, donate me some money and this and that. $20,000 per lecture. And here it is 2015, you still got nothing. That's why I haven't called it mad science. Thanks for listening. Peace and love, everybody. Stay tuned for the Hope Show.
Operator, give me the number for 911.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission: to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.